And this is Luca Maino. We are back on Luca's World. How's everybody doing this morning, Saturday morning? Whew, I'm happy to be alive. That's all I can say. I'm happy to be here. And I was talking to a friend about a half hour ago, and you know what his two words were? Have fun. So I said, okay. It de-stressed me completely. We're going to have fun. And very quickly, I'm not even going to say who is my guest today. I'm going to go through this very quickly, and then you will find out. Well-known academic. He was the co-founder of the Trilateral Commission, served as a counselor to President Lyndon B. Johnson from 66 to 68, and was former National Security Advisor to Jimmy Carter from 77 to 81. And he was called America's Grand Strategist. Quote, the technocratic era involves the gradual appearance of a more controlled society. Such a society would be dominated by an elite, unrestrained from traditional values, .. Soon it will be possible to assert almost continuous surveillance over every citizen and maintain up-to-date complete files containing up to, you know, even the most personal information about the citizen, unquote. Zbigniew Zabrinsky in his 1970 book. And doesn't that make you just want to rant? I know Roger would if he was here. Oh, and today, Roger Landry and I are together on this first half hour to rant about what's going on, especially in America. And last week, actually, Roger and I were talking about getting the show ready. It's a week away, Luca, and we laughed because things are changing so fast. And he is here today. TLB Talk radio host on RBN, Sundays from 12 to 1 p.m. Central, and a horde of other merits and accomplishments. Please, would you give us a warm welcome for Roger Landry on Luca's World.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, cut.
Cut.
Well deserved. No, I mean cut for the applause. That's enough.
Okay. That was a nice surprise. That made me chuckle. It did. Very
good. You need it.
Yeah, I guess.
And
so.
We have to thank Sam as well, because Sam was behind it, and I told him, please don't tell him what we're doing. So Sam is right in there like a dirty shirt. Now I know I can trust him.
Sam's good people. He is. He puts up with people like you and me.
Yeah, and Roger, I really need people like you on my show because you know so much more than the average person. And what we're touching on, I'm looking at everything. I'm out of the box. I'm looking at everything on a world perspective. And you're sitting here focusing on America today, which is what we should be doing because it's our immediate attention. That's where it should be. And I thought it was really important to have you on the show, and I'm glad you would oblige for this half hour. What is up with you?
Well, first off, let me start by saying that due to a globalist agenda, a vast majority of what's going on in America today, a vast majority of what we're experiencing today, has direct ties to a globalist elite or a globalist agenda. If this was more of a conservative government at this point, which it isn't at all, you stop and think that Congress, meaning the Senate run by the Democrats, the House run by the Democrats, the presidency run by the Democrats, the deep state absolutely supporting the Democrats, and the mainstream media in bed with the liberals. So all of these have one thing in common, and that is they are there facilitating the absolute destruction of America. And if anybody just drew back when I said that, I ask you just to do something that I ask everybody to do when I make that type of a comment. And that is just stop for a second, back up, and look at what's going on around you. Now, Luca, you made a good point when you said today we need to focus on America, and I am. But anybody who doesn't believe that the liberals are literally inside the handbasket of the global elitists who are pushing for global governance, then you have to try to tell me, you have to try to explain to me why the education system in this country is collapsing. You have to explain to me why the food system in this country is collapsing. You have to explain to me why the economy in this country is collapsing. You have to explain to me why the military infrastructure is collapsing. You have to explain to me why our national sovereignty via our borders is collapsing. You have to explain to me why our standing globally as the world's superpower is collapsing. And I could continue. Why is our medical system collapsing? Why is our, and again, I could go on and on. And all of this has hit a peak in 2 years since you have had absolute liberal control of governance in this country. And as we get close to an election, when you realize that all I just asked you to step back and look at, who in their right mind would ever do so much to destroy the world's preeminent nation in a very short period of time unless they had something to gain by it or unless they were on a choreographed path? Anybody in their right mind seeing this happen that had any love or any, I don't know, dedication to America would have said, we need to stop this. Look at what's happening. Everything is going to crap in a handbasket. Everything. All at once. Simultaneously. This doesn't happen unless it's choreographed. So if you state we need to focus on America, we need to focus on America. But what the intent of those who rule, I didn't say govern, those who rule America today is to take America to her knees, which will allow global governance. Lookie, you've heard me say this a dozen times. I'm going to steal it.
He says that you can't take America down if the cowboys of this country are not on their knees and totally controlled. Something like that. I'm paraphrasing.
Basically, what I usually say is you can't have global governance till the world's cowboys go to their knees. You're right, Luca. And who are the world's cowboys? Ask anybody. Roger spent 30 years traveling the globe. I have over 1.5 million air miles. Stop and consider. I can tell you that we are or were at one time, not too long ago, considered the global cowboys. This is the intent. You want global governance, you have to bring the cowboys to their knees. Everything I just explained to you, every bit of failure that is happening around you at the speed of Biden. Oh, yeah, one. I said that intentionally.
Good one.
Everything around you that is happening at the speed of Biden is intentional. But let me explain one more thing, and then I promise I'll take a breath, Luca. You could not do this unless you had an absolutely 100% compromised, thus controllable person behind the wheel. Joe Biden, and I did this on several shows, and I will have links that anybody can look at if they want to. I will prove this unequivocally. Joe Biden is compromised by China. Joe Biden is compromised by Russia. Joe Biden is compromised by the Ukraine, but the biggest compromise he has is the U.S. and the global deep state. If Joe Bob was not compromised, this could not be happening. The person sitting in the White House had to be the person who would do anything and everything he was told, because he knew if he didn't, the consequences were not going to be pretty. Joe Bob is the most controllable president this country has had in modern history. Trump wasn't. Hillary would have been. Trump was an aberration they couldn't tolerate again. Thus, 4 years of trying to beat him into the ground when he was president. So what we're looking at today, what we're looking at right now, is America on a choreographed path. Nothing fails this big, this fast, and simultaneously, unless it's choreographed. And I will breathe, Luca.
Okay, choreographed. Remind me that word after my quick rant, Roger. Choreographed. Okay, remind me that. First of all, the callers will be able to rejoin us after the second part of this show, after the half hour, 512-248-8252. And the 1-800 number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, after the half hour when Roger leaves us. What is respect, first of all? Between Roger and I have to say this, just like Brian Rose said it to David Icke on one show. He's kind of sitting there looking at him like he doesn't agree with what he's saying. Well, you know that sometimes I will totally disagree with you, vehemently oppose your views to what I say. And I will always fight to the death if need be to protect your right to say what you believe. And I'm paraphrasing that. It doesn't matter if we disagree. That's the greatest thing in the world to disagree. So that opens up a discussion. We shouldn't be, you know, because if we judge each other and we judge other people, we're automatically cutting ourselves off from growth and from future discussions, right? So what was that word I wanted you to remind me? Choreographed.
Choreography. Right?
Yeah. Choreography. Well, this is what it's been like. And as we're going to hear in the second half hour with Mark Passio very quickly, these new agers, John Hagee and the guy in Texas, Joel Osteen, okay? These people, all they want you to do, speaking of working together with dark forces, is stay inactive, is to keep your chains and to accept your chains of slavery and stand down. Don't ask any questions. For heaven's sake, don't butt the system, right? And for my own opinion, I'll tell you in the next half hour how I caught John Hagee in three lies in less than 5 minutes. And then you hear Netanyahu thanking Pastor John Hagee for, you know, not only standing up for Israel, but also for inspiring dozens and hundreds and millions of others to do the same. So, yes, it's conspiratorial. It's really engineered at all levels when you think of it. Roger?
Well, anybody here who doesn't really understand what Luca means by it's all engineered or it's all choreographed, let's do a little bit of history here. Okay. For anybody who doesn't understand this, let me go back 400 years. Let me go back to when the mother of the Rothschild children said, if my sons didn't wish there to be suffering, there would be no suffering. And again, I'm paraphrasing. When you take a look at the globe and understand that an elitist caste has been hell-bent on global governance for at least four centuries. And it has worked its way up. It has. It took over most of Europe, probably in the 19th century, at least at a basic level. And it really didn't hit the United States until mid to late 19th century, when they took advantage of the United States after the Civil War. And the Act of 1871 was signed. And then we go just a little bit forward. And for anybody who's trying to understand why it's taking so long, let me give you an idea. If I was a Rothschild and I lived in Western Europe and I wanted to get a word to some of my people in the United States as to what I wish to have done and how I wished it to be done, I would send somebody on horseback or via a stagecoach type vehicle all the way to the coast. I would put them on a ship and send them all the way across the Atlantic Ocean, at which point I would put them back on a horse or in a coach and send them to where my agent was, at which point the agent would have to read this information, understand this information, put it into action, see what the initial responses were, get back to this individual who got back in the coach, got back to the coast, got back on a ship, got back across the Atlantic Ocean, got back in a coach, and went all the way back to the Rothschilds and gave his report. This could take 6 months to a year for one message to get through. Why do we see this expanding in the United States, and I'm speaking relatively here, at the speed of light today? Because technology has gone so far, so fast. And I know because I've been working in technology for 30 years. That's what I did for a living. I see the technology not only accelerating through my entire life, but continuing to accelerate even at a higher pace as we go forward. If you stop to consider it took 6 months to a year, 300 years ago to get a message out and to have an action done, today you pick up your cell phone, you go beep, 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 beep. This is what I want you to do. Give me a call when it's done. That 6 months to a year turned into 6 to 15 seconds. This is why you are seeing the tyranny accelerating at the speed of light today. We know for a fact that the World Economic Forum has been pushing for a great reset. We know that even the United Nations has been talking about a new world order. We can remember Bush Sr. standing in front of the United Nations talking about bringing in the new world order before some of you listening to this were even born. But again, the technology hadn't reached the point it is today where all of this could accelerate at the speed of light. The internet didn't exist. The internet has been the biggest tyrant, the biggest tool in their basket that they have ever had. And it has allowed them to accelerate all of these processes. If you stop to consider all of the tyranny I opened up with, when I said the food system falling to its knees, the health system falling to its knees, and I went on and on and on, all happening simultaneously. This couldn't happen that way without the state of technology we have today. So anybody who thinks that any of this, any of what you're hearing, okay, is bullcrap, let me ask you a question. How would you have heard my message 50 years ago? You wouldn't have. I could have, how many people could I have called on the telephone each day just to bring them up to date? Today, I can sit down in front of a computer. I can type something up. I can get it out to 35 to 40 Facebook forums that the Liberty Beacon Project has. I can get it out to TLB Talk, which has thousands of members. I can get it out to 5 or 6 of our global websites. And I can do all of that within an hour. We are their biggest enemy right now. The choreography didn't so much take into account our ability to push back via educating you and waking you up. So when Lucas says, you want to come on my show and let's talk about these things, you bet your sweet butt I do. And Lucas, thank you for the invitation.
Okay, well, back up. Because I knew this is what it's like when Roger and I had to do a show together. He flies around. He says he's going to stay in America. Well, you just flew around the world 5-6 times. So I knew he was going to do this. I knew he was going to do this. So I'm ready. Okay. And the word Focus today me. Is Weishaupt. Adam Weishaupt, 1776. What was the order? For the people to fight amongst themselves, to destroy national governments, to destroy religious institutions, and eventually, hey, they'll destroy each other, right? 1776, Weishaupt also recruits 2,000 paid followers, including the most intelligent men of the field, arts and letters, education, science, finance, and industry. Used bribery, used monetary and sex to bribe. Once influential people have fallen, then, you know, you can do what you want with them. Go into faculties of colleges and universities. Influential people are trapped into becoming under the control of the Illuminati. It's all done. This is 1776, people.
This is 400 years plus, which was what Roger just said.
To obtain absolute control of the press. And this is before Nathan Mayer Rothschild was born. After that, it just keeps going. Then they... What's this? Adam Weishaupt in 1784, he orders the French Revolution to be started by Maximilien Robespierre in book form. You know, they're just now today what they're doing, and I'll just echo what Roger was saying before I give it back to him. What they're doing is they're trying things, right? Rothschild's agent in America is Rockefeller. So they try something in New Zealand. They try something in Western Australia. They try something in China. And eventually it will come to the United States. And this is what we're seeing.
not only seeing, but experiencing. And now I'm going to, after all of this huge buildup, I'm going to focus down on the United States. Okay. Again, I would ask you to look around you and tell me, and this is something that I heard every single time an election approached. Are you better off now than you were 2 years ago? Now, that's for the midterms, okay? And, of course, for you, you always hear the same thing, only it's, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago if we're talking about a presidential race? Anybody out there who is not an elitist or not a mega corporation that benefited from the government literally forcing a massive amount of the middle-sized to smaller-sized businesses, which are 80% of the U.S. economy, if it wasn't for the government forcing so many of these businesses out of business and allowing those mega corporations to suck up that business, if you are not part of or part owner of a mega corporation and you say that your life is better than it was 2 years ago, you're a freaking moron. How is your life better? How much did a cup of coffee at Starbucks cost you 2 years ago? How much did a pack of Frankfurters cost you 2 years ago? How much did a watermelon cost you 2 years ago? Would you like me to go on? How much did your electric bill run 2 years ago? Let's go on and on and on. If you opened your mouth in public to say something you didn't like 2 years ago, was somebody either going to shoot you or drag you off to jail? No, but that's going to happen today. If you went into school and said to the school board, look, I don't want you teaching transgenderism to my children. That's up to me. And when they get of age, you need to cut that crap or anything else you're teaching my children, like critical race theory. Mm-hmm. I don't want this. Now, all of a sudden, you're a domestic terrorist and your children are going to be taken away from you, which means the state now owns your children. You don't. Anybody out there who is not an elitist, who can honestly say they are better off today than they were when Joe Bob took office, you have a seriously lack of functioning brain cells. All right, I'll take a breath, Luca.
No, Roger, that's great. And, you know, they're getting a lot stricter because they notice that people are getting more brazen and more...
Yes.
More awake and more, yes. You know, and braver because it's a
thanks
snowball
to you.
Effect. Oh,
thanks
I love
to
you too.
Thanks like
to you too. Well, what happens is when people tell the truth, when people take the time to go digging, when people make themselves uncomfortable on purpose to do the work we have to do to be responsible enough in our, you know, our work as broadcast individuals, it's like, wow, you know, you all of a sudden you start seeing completely different. And people are really starting to wake up. I'll give you a very quick example. The Louisiana state treasurer had some choice words for BlackRock, okay? Roger, what can you tell us about BlackRock in 30 seconds?
BlackRock is the largest corporation or the corporation that controls more funds than any other company on the planet. Thus, they control the ebb and sway of global economies.
So you basically can't have anything to do with anything without it having to do with BlackRock, okay?
In most cases, you're right.
Well, this is sincerely John M. Schroeder, State Treasurer of Louisiana, and I'll try to do this quick. As State Treasurer, I oversee $64.8 billion in cash flow and $16 billion in trust funds on behalf of the citizens of Louisiana. I refuse to invest a penny of our state's funds with a company that would like to take foods off the table, money out of pockets, and jobs away from hardworking Louisianans. My top priority is the monetary best interests of Louisiana's citizens, and the funds I am directly responsible for investing on their behalf. This requires responsible, financially sound decision-making. And he goes on. So it's like, no, sorry, thanks, but no thanks. You know, and we're going to get severely reprimanded or punished or, you know, it's career suicide, basically, to go against these monsters. And a lot of people are backing down. But all you need is a little snowball effect, I think, Roger.
Well, I've got about 3 minutes left, so let me
end this.
Three or four minutes. Yeah,
well, you
25
can
after.
Talk as long as you'd like.
I can't stay after the half hour, but okay. I would like to. But you need the rest of the show to do the other things you wanted, including taking your calls. Roger talks way too much for you to have calls and things like that, and I know that. So I appreciate this. But look, if you stop to consider what you said, okay, we are waking people up. People are becoming aware. I don't care what you're being told about the elections coming up. I don't care how many times you see the blue side is gaining and it looks like they're going to maintain control of the House and definitely the Senate. This isn't true. There is a tsunami coming. There are so many people that are suffering from exactly what I said. How many of you out there, unless you're a part of the elite, can honestly say you benefited in any way, shape, or form in the last 2 years? There are far too many people that know they cannot say that. And they also know that to live another 2 years in this tsunami of bloodletting, I'm talking about economic, would be suicide for this country. There are a lot of people that have been awoken, or I can't say that, that's a bad word, have been wakened up by people like me, by people like Luca, by a lot of good show hosts on RBN, by the Liberty Beacon Project, and these people are aware of the fact that they do have a voice. If they wish to protect it, this is a constitutional republic. If you are a conservative and 40 to 45% of conservatives never vote, get your lazy butt off the chair. Go register and vote. If you don't like it, do something about it or shut the hell up and live with it. Okay, I'll take a breath. Luca?
I'm always muted. I try to mute myself to just shut the hell up, you know, and let other people talk and not hearing the breathing in the microphone, you know.
Okay. Anyway, did I make my point?
No, you sure did. And it's always a pleasure to have you on. And it's very important also to get these facts down. And just you can't embarrass Roger. Like I just told him about BlackRock. We didn't plan that. Anything you can throw at him, pretty much. So it's really important because Roger also has, you know, the experience of a lifetime with the military, and that's another arm that's being used. So, Roger, yes. Quickly say goodbye, and thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you all, and Luca, it's always a pleasure being on the show with you. Go to TLB Talk. That's where you can talk, tlbtalk.com. And the main website for the entire TLB network is thelibertybeacon.com. Luca is a part of this network. He's a valuable part of this network. We couldn't do some of the things we do without his help. Luca, you are extremely appreciated.
And you as well. And, you know, it's thanks to Roger. I'll say this very quickly as Roger leaves. Very quickly, I was looking through my GoPro stuff, and I found a 1.5-minute clip where I was dressed in a hospital gown, sitting in my Lazy Boy with two bags sticking off of me, and saying, you know, I'm going to be telling Roger to get my stuff back in order because I'm going to get back online and I'm going to be doing my shows again. This is when I didn't have a radio show. This is like a year and a half ago from my Lazy Boy. So, and we're all the way up here, almost 2 years later with RBN on Luca's World. And we will be right back after this station identification. Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
World, welcome back, everybody. That was quick. Already a half of the show gone. I don't want to keep the callers waiting. We have Andy from Texas on line one. Andy, welcome to Luca's World.
Hey, gentlemen. Hello.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. No, actually, I wanted to report. Here's a white man's world right now. So I'm sitting down here in Lubbock, Texas, at the Greyhound bus station. And I'm about to get on a bus, which is like, several hours late right now. So I'm just sitting here. And I'm having a conversation with a guy who's rumbling. He's running through the parking lot. He's just rumbling, saying shit. And all of a sudden he comes by me, and we start having a really good conversation. We're talking about religion, all this other stuff. And I had met this girl a little bit earlier before that. She asked me about getting to El Paso and stuff. She's a Mexican girl. She's a Latina, whatever. And all of a sudden, she just keeps paying attention to what I'm talking about. It's my business. I'm talking to this gentleman. But she keeps, all of a sudden, she comes over to me. This is the white world here. Check this out. It's going somewhere. This girl comes over to me, and she's like, "You need to shut the hell up." I'm like, "What? I'm talking to him. I'm not talking to you." And she's like, "No, you need to shut the hell up. I'll kick your ass," she says. And I'm like, "Really?" She said, "You think I can't?" And then I was like, "Hey, you blowing up on me. Why are you blowing up on me, girl?" And she said, "You think I can't?" Next thing I know, the bitch the girl grabs my hoodie hat and yanks it, and I fall on the ground because I have some hip problems right now, so my balance ain't right. Well, so I'm sorry, damn ground.
If the caller could oblige, does that have anything to do with the topic today? This is what we're trying to explain to callers, to please stay on topic and keep it as short as possible. I'm sorry. Sam, can you just give me the other caller, please, very quickly? Jim from New York, you're on the air.
Hello.
Good
morning.
Wonderful
show. Raj is very interesting, but, you know, there are people talking about how Dominion's going to steal the election. I don't think so. I think there's going to be a huge red wave. I think the Republicans are going to take the House and the Senate. But don't celebrate. Don't celebrate, because when they get in, now it's time for the Republicans to do their dirty work. And what I mean by that is the Republican establishment, they're not for regular Americans. They're for more free trade, more defense spending, tax cuts for corporations and the rich. And I'm talking the Republican establishment. Now, you know, I vote Republican in local elections.
Yeah.
But on a federal level, there's nothing to look forward to if they take control. And my prediction is one of their first acts is that the Republicans are going to cut Social Security and Medicare. And you know what? Biden will sign that, because if you look at Biden's statements through the years, he's made many statements about cutting entitlements. So that's what you have to look forward to. I have no faith in Republicans on a federal level, and I just caution people, be very careful what kind of Republicans you vote for on the federal level, because that's right. What I think they're going to do. They're going to cut Social Security and Medicare, and Biden's going to sign it. What do you think?
Well, sir, I'm really honored to have you ask me. I was just going to tell you, I'm kind of outside the box, and I'm looking at everything from the outside. And I can see, and this is only my humble opinion, that Republican or Democrat are the two same damn birds. You know, they're the same wings of the same bird. They really are. I think that, as everything else, I think the Illuminati or the Rothschilds, the people in control, are just making us argue, making us fight about Republican or Democrat, about Tulsi Gabbard leaving the Democrat. You know, you look at Tulsi Gabbard for 30 seconds, you find out she's a good friend of and hopeful for young leaders with Klaus Schwab's WEF. Okay, every single thing you look at, you can see it's a trap. And I'm trying to get people to wake up and to, don't believe me, do your own research, find out. You find out that both parties are exactly the same, that we've been swindled, and yes, they will cut Social Security. They're trying to evict people off of Section 8 now because, you know, it's not economically viable. Anything that is not economically viable will go, including, you know, the older people. Now they're trying to vaccinate the youngest ones, you know, the youngest age possible. It's not about health. It's not about care at all anymore. And this is the second part of the show. I'm sorry, sir, if you didn't have anything else to add.
No, I that's my main point, but that's my prediction. They're going to take the House and Senate, and then they do their dirty work, the Republican dirty work. And remember, it was the Republicans who voted for the Iraq War. It was mainly Republicans who gave us NAFTA and the World Trade Organization, and Clinton signed it. So look out, there's nothing, and they're going to sweep huge red wave, but don't, I see all these people excited, There's nothing to be excited about. You're right. They own both parties, and get ready for your Social Security to be cut in 2023. And thank you very much. You have a wonderful show, and you have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling. Thank you for taking the time to call. And you know what? I'll put it in Roger's words. I actually found the quote. And the towel-headed bee, that I call her, in the 1700s, actually said, the Lady Rothschild, she said, if my sons did not want war, there would be none. And that's what it is. I don't think it's any party at all. I think the parties, I think all, quote, selected, unquote, politicians, they just answer to the person on top. That's all they do. They're just there to do what the master says. We have one quick call before we change the subject of the show to care and the concept of care. We have Marcus in Idaho on line one. Welcome to Luca's World.
Hello, Luca. Thank you for taking my call. I kind of wanted to gripe a little bit. Last night you had you have somebody on from the 10 to 12 slot who's a Biden supporter. I called in last night, and it seemed antithetical to everything that Republic Broadcasting is about. And it just it boggles my mind. I mean, when we're working towards everything that we're working towards, and people are undermining that whole effort. I don't understand.
When was this? What happened?
Last night, you got a show on RBN between 10 and 12.
And I was, you should write this stuff down and just call RBN directly and let them know. That's what I do.
I called them. I mean, I called the show in last night, and I had, you know, an argument. And just, I mean, wondering why somebody could be a Biden supporter in this world. I mean, with everything that we see going on, it just is. I don't understand it at all.
So you know what you do? You have to do what I do. You just say what you say and put the blinders, put the horse blinders on. Don't look at what other people are saying, because that's just going to get you angry, and just go full speed ahead with what you believe in. And I thank you so much for saying that.
Yeah, thank you, Luca. All right, bye.
Thank you. Francis from North Carolina, good morning. You're on Luca's World.
Hey, kiddo. Hey, young man.
How are you doing?
Hey, I'm not too bad. Nice and sunny out, go figure, nice and nippy for autumn and so forth. So having fun in the yard if I can get a chance to. But that's not what I called about. Wishing you a fun, safe weekend, for that matter, as well. There was so much commentary I heard, and I was like, okay, what's this got to do with this, and what's that got to do with this, or whatever have you. And as far as, I have to agree with one sentiment, and that is the analogy of a bird with two different feathers. Yes.
Two different wings.
The same. It ends up eating out of the same trough, unless it has another trough to eat out of or whatever somewhere else, which is very unlikely, because they are not going to venture too far away from where they're getting their food at, which is from the people, for that matter.
Exactly.
Egregiously, for that matter. But as far as what people are entitled to, and they made a comment about cutting back on this service and that service and so forth, well, you know what? That's actually illegal. Because if you think about it, whenever you were working in your younger years, that amount of pay was taken out of your work and set aside for you. So when you get up to a certain age called retirement or whatever, depending on your definition of that, and you start drawing off that Social Security that was taken out of your pay, that's not an entitlement. If it was, then somebody really messed up on the terminology and the practice thereof. So when I hit that point where I start drawing off my Social Security and find out it's being cut on, excuse me, you're messing with the wrong woman. Because if it is so bad, I would never have allowed it to be taken out of my pay to start with. I would start my own savings account and set funds aside for retirement.
Well, so you nailed it. You really nailed it.
When with the word illegal. Goes to pull that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, the word illegal that you said, because Kissinger says it himself. He says the illegal we do immediately. and the unconstitutional just takes a little longer.
I would have to say, yep, absolutely. I mean, it's amazing how the terminology can be used this way and that way and twisted to fit the fancy of those that are, think they're in charge, for that matter. But it's really absurd what is being done to the people and basically reaming them and giving them a happy shot in the process, not a literal happy shot, maybe, then again, this day and time might be, but in their food, their water, and so forth, saying, happy, happy, joy, joy thoughts while we're reaming you in the rear, and you can go off and say, okay, I'm fine, everything's great, rainbows and unicorns and so forth. Excuse me, but people, you need to wake up, and the French ground roast is not going to wake you up or snap you out of it. If anything, I don't know if you recall the film Moonstruck with Cher and Nicolas Cage. Well, there was an aspect that I refer back to sometimes where he actually slaps him in the face because he's in a daze or whatever about, oh, I'm just overstruck by love. Excuse me? And she slaps him in the face and tells him, wake up! You know, like, snap out of it. And so the everyday person, they're either going to be choose to be willfully blind or asleep or not paying attention, or those that are and try to wake up the everyday person with just simple words, nothing convoluted or whatever, and say, hey, America, snap out of it. I mean, there are other countries that have snapped out of it. So
Well, this is exactly what the next segment and the last segment of the show is going to be about, and I'm going to dedicate it to you personally.
Okay.
But I have to get to it real quick, if you don't mind, because we have such little time.
Indeed.
But
well,
I thank you for the call, though. People, she just said it. Parents and teachers, right? They are looked up to by kids, okay? Parents will teach their attributes and their values to their children. And without even realizing it, the kids are going to do exactly what the parents do, just automatically. And the children literally become who their parents are. Okay, look at what our government's doing. Look at our government. Now look at the people. They're lost. They don't have any guidance. They're spoiled and they're paid to stay home more than they would be to go work and care for one another. People are actually becoming who our leaders are without even thinking about it. Those who just work on autopilot, there's no hope for them. That's what they're going to do. Last week in part one of CARE, C-A-R-E, all capital letters, and the concept of care and caring for one another, Mark Passio laid out what the problem is in general with our society. They don't care enough. They don't think it affects them, so they won't get off their butt and do something. And he's talking about getting us off our lazy butts and doing something. So he's going to talk this week if Sam is ready with the clip this week. He's going to talk about the lost principle. He's going to talk about the generative principle, the good words like unity consciousness that are spoken of very rarely. You know, a little wink, wink before the clip. You know, when a man was drowning in the 70s and 80s, you'd have people diving in to save him, right? Today, that meme going around of somebody drowning and everybody's filming the event on the cell phone from the sidelines. This is what it's like. Let's have a listen to CARE, and we'll be back after this.
Here's how it actually operates. The lost principle is the dynamic of care. What we care about on a day-to-day basis acts as the driving force of our thoughts and actions. What did I say we need to develop? The heart, mind, guts, right? Heart, mind, guts, in that order. Care comes first. You got to care enough to know, to develop the knowledge, okay? Then you got to act on it and put it into practice. Apply it. So that's the order. Heart, mind, guts. Care, knowledge, action. Those are the steps, okay? And all three of those have to be in place. All three. That's what unity consciousness is. It's unifying thoughts, emotions, and actions. The three aspects of consciousness, such that there is no contradiction between them. What we think, how we feel, and how we act are one and the same. There's no contradiction. That's unity consciousness. Okay? Therefore, since care is the driver of our thoughts and actions, it ultimately can be seen as the generator of the quality of our shared experience here on the earth. Care is what generates the whole thing. Hence, it has been called the generative principle. Liken the heart to a pump in the body. Well, what does a pump do? It's a generator. It provides energy. It moves the life force through the blood in the body. In every ancient tradition, they talk about the life force being in the blood. The heart is what pumps that through the whole physiology and enables us to continue to sustain life. Okay? The heart is the generator. It's the pump. It's the center of the being. As important as the brain is, the heart is ultimately what's generating the experience, because what we care about determines what we think about on a daily basis most of the time, and therefore how we behave. All right? So, is anybody familiar with the compasses and square symbol of Freemasonry with the G in the middle? Well, that's what the G stands for at the highest level. They'll talk about many, many porch Masons. These are the exoteric Masons that are given the teachings of the profane, and they think they're in the know, okay? They're given the information, well, this only means geometry, it only means God, etc., okay? One of the things they'll tell you it means at a slightly higher level is that it means gnosis, knowledge. At a higher level, at illuminated levels of Freemasonry, which are above 32nd degree, they will give you what the real meaning of the G inside the compasses and square is, and it is the generative principle. It means genesis, creation. Okay? And yeah, you can tie that right back to God. I'm not saying those things are different, and the forms that get created in the physical manifested world are geometric forms. So it is geometry as well. It's all these things. But at the highest level, it's the generative principle. That's what that G really stands for in esoteric Freemasonry. Okay? It's called the generative principle because that means to create. It comes from, the word generative comes from Latin. The verb genere means to create. The generative principle is what we create through. And it's lost because people don't care. They don't have care. Hence, it's the lost principle. Okay? Here's how it works, folks. What we care enough to put our will behind. Okay? So again, heart, mind, guts. Guts is the will. The action, the masculine principle. That's what gets things done ultimately in the physical domain. What we care enough to put our will behind. And that's driven by the care. That's the generator or the pump that drives the will. Okay? What we care enough to put our will behind is ultimately what gets created or manifested in our world. The world is the way that it is because most people do not care enough, even if they say, they pay lip service, okay, and say that they want things to be different. They don't care enough to actually change it through their actions. Because when it comes all down to it, that the thing that is ultimately generating our reality is behavior. Action is what's generating the reality. That gets generated through what we care about because our cares and our desires drive our actions. Okay? So most people will say they want things to change, but then when you say, what are you doing to make that change happen? Not a word. Silence comes back on the other end. They don't care enough to change it through their actions. That's what the generative or lost principle is about. And until that principle is regained and people get out of their laziness, and if people are going to make real change happen, the idea that it can be done without taking actual real world action has to be purged from human consciousness. Reality does not work like that. Period. The end.
No, and he's right. And in the little time that we have left, I think we can even squeeze another caller in. But before we do that, and we welcome Kathleen from Texas, I'd like to say this. Intent is everything. 2 years ago, I just had 4-stage cancer, 2 of them prostate and bladder. I had both of them removed, both organs removed. I'm sitting here talking to you with one urine bag for life, but I am here because of intent. My intent was to heal. And I think we have Kathleen on the on line one. Good morning, and this is Luca's World. How are you doing?
Hey, Luca. I'm just so shocked and disappointed in you. Like I tuned in and heard Andy from Texas in the middle of a life struggle, and you cut him off because he wasn't on the topic. And I'm just so shocked that you would be so heartless to somebody, an elderly gentleman that had been attacked at a bus station where he was at that moment. And I'm just so disappointed in you. So I just wanted you to know that.
In my opinion, he was just talking about somebody grabbing his winky, and he was talking about race. As you know, it didn't fit the show at all. And this is what we're asking people to do. And when he started talking about a genitalia, I'm sorry, you know, it's so out of the ordinary, and it's not appropriate. I didn't think.
Well, he was under attack right then. The lady actually got him. He has bad hips, and knocked him to the ground, and he called the police. And I'm just so disappointed in your heartless dismissal of him because he wasn't on the topic. So I just think that a life, especially somebody that's a regular RBN caller, and a very nice man, and he called for support, and he got nothing.
Well, that wasn't the idea that I got. I'm very sorry, and maybe we can talk about that on the next show.
Okay.
That would be great.
Maybe you could tell him you're sorry. Maybe at the next show, I'll tell him that.
Well, if he could just. You know, it sounded like he just wanted to rant, and he was talking about different races, and it sounded very off topic, and I do not know Marcus as well. So, you know, without knowing the history, it was really off topic completely. And
well, he, just so you know, he was under attack at a bus stop. He was pulled to the ground. He has bad hips, and he was, he called the police, and he was in the middle of that, a terrible struggle, and called RBN for support. And I'm just so disappointed because I think of you as a thoughtful person. So I hope you will say you're sorry to him.
Of course, mistakes do happen, and I hope he calls again so we can clear up on the air. I'd be happy to. I'd be honored. And I thank you for the call, especially for bringing us our attention to that. And I hope everybody has a good week, and we'll see you next week on Luca's World.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, secret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.